Welcome to the Ecology and Research Channel. Green issues, ecology, incredibly important to embodiment. Obviously, we're embodied in place, we're embodied in a world. How we treat ourselves is how we treat the planet and vice versa. So this is super important, I think, for our whole planet. Research relates to this. We've sort of put two together there. We didn't quite know where to put research, so we put them in with ecology. This stage has lots of great speakers, people I personally enjoy, and it's sponsored by Forests Without Frontiers. So rather than sell a sponsorship for this channel, we decided, you know what, let's give it away to a green charity. Tree planting seemed a good one. We thought we can all get behind that. We all breathe air. We looked into a load, actually. Some of them are quite famous, but don't actually plant a lot of trees, weirdly, or other things aren't so good with them. This one, Forests Without Frontiers, really does the work. They're in charge of a really big reforestation project in Central Europe, but, you know, we're all breathing it, thank you. It's run by Nicoletta, a very cool lady, and just a cool organization that really does the work. The money goes, you know, efficiently to actually planting trees. I'm happy to be supporting them. For me, it was like, you know, when we were looking at our charities to support, a green one just made a lot of sense to me. That just was obvious. Please do support them. Links below. As well as that, enjoy the whole channel. There's so much richness in this topic.
So without further ado, we'll go straight over to Carly, thank you very much.
Right. Yes, I'm really excited to be here. I guess what's really interesting for me is ending up in the ecology and research section. It's funny, my partner is a permaculture biology nerd, and it's been very new to me in the past couple of years to be really thrown into these ambiences where there are, all this research and all this ecology happening that for me before it was more like, how do we as humans develop in our raising consciousness together? And so for me, it's like, it was two completely different things. On one, it was like, I was being with all these science nerds and I felt completely out of my realm when I'm the kind of girl who'd go roll around in nature and like go hug a tree. Yes, I'm a little bit of a hippie and I am proud. And so when I ended up in these ecology worlds, I ended up realizing that I had to try and be cool and try and learn all the lingo to be able to talk to them. And in the end, when I finally went to enough, I was like, wait, there's something direly wrong here. It's not about our brain telling us about how to connect to nature or how to save nature or how to fix things. It's actually about connecting deeply to nature inside. And I guess that's kind of where this topic came out of, unifying with diversity. I'm noticing all these different thought systems of people conflicting with each other on how they think that the world needs to be made or redone or fixed so that we can all live as a healthier planet, but there's actually conflict happening within there. And what I'm interested in today is to actually help us come more into the inner world of how are we treating our inner somatic ecology and how is that going to reflect in our outward projection of what we see in the world, and then the way we also are able to hold and unify with the various different belief systems in ecology and also in our various thought systems and our various cultures. So I would actually like to start about from my origin story. And hopefully this might connect a little bit with yours. And I would love it if while you listen that you just notice if any areas resonate with you. And if they do, go ahead and pop in the chat box like, yes, or like, yeah, these words resonate with me, just to kind of keep it interactive. So before we actually start, I would love if we can just take three breaths together. Something that I really like to do because it really helps us just to get present here in our bodies. So I invite you all to just close your eyes for a minute wherever you are, unless you're driving, of course. and just notice your body. Notice whatever physical sensations are happening in the body right now. Notice if your heart is beating strongly. Notice any tightness in your shoulders. Notice if you're slouched. Perhaps you've been sitting in front of a screen all day. Notice maybe any tensions in your shoulders and your shoulder blades. And as you inhale, bring that consciousness into your body and exhale and release any extra tension, anything that you want to release, completely release, release, release. We'll do it two more times. So inhaling and exhaling. And one more time, inhale. Exhale. Okay, I wonder if you're noticing if something shifted already in the energy just taking those three breaths. Do you notice a settling perhaps in the body? Perhaps a bit more awareness of your flesh, of your bone structure. And so wherever you are, I really invite you to come into this moment, into the presence. And if you are watching this video, or even in if it's a replay and you are watching this video, I just want you to know that you are here for a reason. That you are the people that we've called into this video, that we've called to be in here with us, and that this is a message that is specifically for you. So sometimes I might actually close my eyes. I'm trying to just kind of channel in the information. And then I invite you also, if you're moving around doing some other things, you might want to just stop and pause for a moment and just allow yourself to be really present. So this whole story of the experience that I'm going to lead you on is very personal because it started out with the day I was born. So the day I was born, I actually went and did a somatic experience into my body when I was actually training with Tamalpa, that is started by Anna Halper and Daria, her daughter. And I went into my pelvis, and as I was dancing my pelvis, I had this flash of being born. And at that moment when I was being born, I was screaming. I was screaming, just this terrible ultimate scream coming out from my depths and not wanting to be born. I didn't want to be thrown into a harsh world. And it was like, I felt like I was being thrown out of the most beautiful connected place I'd ever been in and pushed out into the world. And I was alone. And so when I grew up in a household where my father, especially, he's very religious. And so I was told that I was a sinner and I always needed to confess and to ask for pardon for basically being alive. So almost every day we would pray and we'd think through all the things that we did wrong and all the things, even he had this thing about even the thought that you might've thought to remember that and that that was a sin. And so I grew up with this constant sensation of like, I was always doing something wrong and that I was always not worthy because I always had to pray to ask for forgiveness to be accepted into heaven one day. And so I grew up feeling not worthy. I also grew up feeling incredibly alone. Incredibly alone because I felt like I got thrown out of a space where I was in a wholeness when I was born, where I felt, it's like that sensation of when you're meditating, if anyone of you meditates and they go into this space of like this bliss where you feel connected to everything. That was how it felt. And then I got thrown into the harsh, cruel world. And it's like, father doesn't support you. Mother's like just trying to fend off the father and everything I do is wrong and I'm just pretty much shit. So that's kind of like how it started, and feeling the sensation of aloneness all the time, and like, okay, how am I going to make it in the world alone? And so you're probably asking, like, what does this have to do with ecology? And for me, what I started realizing is that, I'll say this right now because I know it intricately, but we'll go into it deeper. I am nature. Every freaking thing out there is part of me. But we can't ever understand that if we only think of it through here. And that's why we'll go through an experience which might hopefully help you connect to understanding these areas of you that are actually interconnected to nature. And when I go into nature, what would happen is that I would sit in this space and I would feel like I was held by something. Or I would sit in this space and I would feel like there's a part of me that was grounded and was being connected. And then what I also realized is that the more I started allowing myself to open little bits and to move through all these spaces that I had shut off. So basically it's like we're all born with these amazing gifts. And then as we grow, everyone turns them off. They're like, ignore your body. No, you shouldn't do that. No, that's not okay. This is what society asks. And so it's like turning off all these little sparks inside of yourself to the point where you're like, what do I do to get approval? What do I do to get to feel loved? And so you invent a new identity so that everybody will love you, or that, you know, people will appreciate you. What does that mean in the world? Maybe it's making money. Maybe it's being beautiful. Maybe it's whatever. And so we create this new identity. And what happens through this, the process of getting in touch deeply with the parts of ourselves that are being ignored, is like, if you imagine the brain, right? You open it up. And then there's all these little areas of your body that you've stifled. And it's like the little electrical currents aren't flowing there anymore. So it's like, if you imagine energetically, there's like this gray little spots in your brain. And as you start moving through the difficult areas in your life, it's like little areas start re-illuminating. It's like electrical current, hi. Like electrical currents start reconnecting. And that's what happens also in the body. When you go in and there's all these different areas that of tension or areas that you don't feel them very much. And then you go in and you bring in the consciousness. It's like these little lights are just starting to turn on. And out of the blue, you start feeling more and more connected. And then that allows you to start feeling connected to everything else. But anyway, I'm talking about all this, but it sounds like a lot of talk because it sounds really cool. But if you don't experience it, how can you actually know it? So what I'm thinking is, if you're all willing to go through a somatic experience with me, that would be really awesome. I know that a lot of people may just be listening and you don't want to get up. I know that I listened to a ton of conferences while I was constructing this little cabin. And so I was like, just listening to the somatic experiences and like semi-living them. But the more you can live it, the bigger of an experience it will be for you. And if you really want to just sit, then what I invite you to do is to allow just your inner body move while you're sitting. So I'm going to stand up. And I'm gonna put on my little microphone so I won't hear anybody. And I'm also gonna share some music with you. Let's see here. So, do y'all need to do anything? Okay, let's first just kind of shake it out, shake it a little bit. Okay, I feel like, yeah, shake it. Yeah, let's do a little bit more. Let's just shake it. It's the great thing about not having forever, if it doesn't have a video, is you can do this and you can even yell if you want to, like, blah, 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 blah. And you can even be really silly and make weird noises if you want to. I can't even hear you, so. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to get up and plug in this microphone and hopefully everything will be fine. Maybe you can give me a thumbs up, Adrian, if you can still hear me. Yes. Okay, I'm now going to do the technological cool thing, which is share my music audio. I'm going to share and I'm going to put on some music. So, oh, by the way, this music is actually loaned by, it's called Tuvan Throat Singing, Shamanic Drumming and Mongolian Chants. So if you feel like doing some Mongolian chants while you're listening, you're welcome to. Okay, so can you all hear the music? Do a thumbs up. Yes, okay. So I invite you to, yes, let's stand up. I'm going to move my computer here so you can see me. You can still hear me okay, Adrian? Yes, okay. So I'd like you all to just, why can't I hear the music? Oh, that's too bad. Anyway, okay. So I'd like you to all just stand for a moment, close your eyes and really feel the space between your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. And breathe. Recognize where you're standing right now. And imagine, even if you're in an apartment or in a second story, that underneath you is the earth. As you feel the earth, imagining the earth through your feet, I invite you to just sway. Just sway, feeling the pressure of your feet in the ground. And as you do that, imagine that you are being supported by the earth, and that this earth is holding you underneath, and that it's also sending off an electromagnetic vibration that is calming and that is bringing you into presence. You can bend your knees a little bit and you can just really experiment with swaying, rocking, and noticing how that feels. Back also to your breath, feeling your breath. And now in this experiment, what I all would like you to remember is that you are your own authority, so you can go as far as you'd like to and whatever feels right for you, and to stop when it doesn't feel right. I'd like you to go now and to remember a space in nature where you felt good. Can you remember any space, any place right now? Okay, and show me a thumbs up if you've got a space. Okay, great. And as you go into this space, I'd like you to imagine that you're looking around, remembering and seeing as if you're in front of it, the details. Perhaps there's a tree, perhaps there's other plants, perhaps there's animals, bugs, insects, the sky. Notice what's around you. And I'd like you to imagine that now you take that in with your whole body, as if you're moving your body and this is becoming this space. Perhaps it's just like one movement. Perhaps it's the whole body is moving. And for you who've never maybe done somatic movement or dance, don't worry, you don't have to try and figure out anything. Just kind of notice where a movement might start in your body. Perhaps it's just a little sensation of lightness in your arms. Maybe there's lightness in your arms and let that kind of move from there. Or maybe it's lightness in your feet and you want to just kind of lift them up. Or perhaps it's a sensation in your chest and it's just opening. Perhaps you want to continue and repeat that movement. Allow yourself to really bring that movement into your whole body. And as you're doing that, breathe in the space where you're at. Breathe it in and notice how you're feeling in your body when you're in this space. Notice any emotion or feeling you might have. And just kind of bring that into your mind, like the word, oh, I'm feeling this emotion or that emotion. Ah, oh, I'm feeling this expansion in my body or this lightness, or perhaps maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you're feeling contracted somewhere. Just notice that. And now in your space, I'd like you to go and find one element of nature. And I'd like you to go towards it, and I'd like you to imagine that you're touching it, if you can. I don't know what element that might be. Hopefully it's not like a poisonous snake or something. So just go and go towards that and just imagine touching or even just feeling this like vibration, energetic vibration around this element. And notice as you're connecting to this element, how does that make you feel emotionally? And if you were to take this element and as if you were like to create a mini relationship with it, as if you had like this conversation with your body, as if you're like kind of dancing with the blade of grass or dancing with the tree, whatever it is. And luckily a lot of you, I don't see your video, so you can really do whatever you want and allow yourself to do whatever you want to go into it fully. Okay, and now I'd like you to turn to one other element. You know, maybe it's not even there in this memory, but invent it and let it come up. Maybe just be attracted to one other element in nature now. Go towards that element. What is it? For me, it's like a mushroom, which is probably really hard to dance, but I'm going to try and figure out how to dance a mushroom. And whatever that is, just go towards it. And imagine that you're actually like letting the feeling of the element come up into your body, into your whole body, from your foot, from your feet, wherever it is, as if, and then let a posture movement come through. You know, for me, it's a mushroom, and I don't know why, but I feel like making round sensations with round images with my body, and that's okay. And just kind of really imagine that you are becoming this element and whatever motion or movement that comes up for you. Great. Okay, and then finally just taking that and coming back down slowly to center, releasing that, coming back to your feet, coming back to a neutral. And now we're going to continue this progression with moving towards a space where you don't feel good. We're talking about a location. Think of the location right now. You can ask your higher self, what is the location that I need right now to be able to really understand and experience and fully experience this experience? Perhaps it's, for me, oftentimes it's a city, or perhaps it could be, who knows, a desolated land. Perhaps it could be an old house or, you know, a place, an actual location that doesn't feel good to you. Okay. Do a thumbs up if you found it. Okay, great. Okay, so now I want you to go into this situation. I want you to just stand there for a second. And I want you to start already feeling your physical body in this space. And I want you to feel the air around you. Really imagine the space where you're at. Imagine what's to the left of you, what's in front of you, what's next to you on the right. What's behind you? What are you standing on? And just notice that. Perhaps there's some sounds. Perhaps there's a memory of sound or smell. And as you remember this, I'd like you to already start noticing any sensations happening in the body. What's happening? What areas might be contracting? What areas might be in tension? Or any other sensations. And as you start going into the body, I'd like you to start following that sensation. For me, for example, I'm feeling contraction in my solar plexus, and it's making, and I'm continuing that movement as I'm rounding my body. So I'd like you to feel wherever you might feel a contraction, wherever you might feel a tension in your body, and I'd like you to just go into that area in your body now and allow it to move. And allow it to explore movement coming from that tense or that contracted area in your body. And just explore it, see where it wants to go, and trust your body. And as you're moving, just be aware of any images that might come up, or especially any emotion. Have you seen any emotion that might come up? And as you go further into the movement and further into the emotion, allowing it to really go into every part of your body for a moment, just feeling that space, that location that doesn't feel good to you, notice, try and name what emotional feeling it is in your mind. What areas are contracting in your body? If you can actually name them physically, what are they? And what happens also in your brain, in your mind? Releasing. And as you're standing now in this still location, I'd like you to see through your feet if there is any possibility for you to still feel the earth underneath wherever you are. In this location where you don't feel good, can you still feel the pulsation of the earth coming through your feet? Can you imagine it's there? Now we're going to go just a little bit further. We're going to still go into this space. Don't worry. And if you don't want to go too far, it's okay. We're still going to go a little bit further now. And I'd like you to imagine a person or perhaps a symbol of something that feels like it is the bad, like in the sense the evil of the world, or the thing that you feel the most resistance to right now in relationship to your possible connection with the earth. If I go a little bit further with this, I know for some of you this is pretty freaking difficult. I actually saw Trump in front of me, but you don't have to go there. And it's a delicate subject. But for some of you, it might be big bucks, big money. It might be commerce. It might be the people cutting down the forest. It might be the people that are destroying the oceans. It might be all the pollution from the factories. It might be the symbol of those things. And I'd like you to just imagine, take one. Maybe it's an actual company or like a certain industry or a particular person. And I'd like you to imagine as if this thing or this person is standing in front of you. Okay, have you got something? Thumbs up? Okay, so you're standing in front of this big, I'll just say the big bad monster for now. You might not have that same sensation of what it actually is, but let's just say this is what it is for now. And I'd like you to just stand there, and I'd like you to notice what comes up for you when you're seeing this person or this thing, and what they symbolize to you. And I'd like to notice how they are reflecting inside of you something that is stirring up a resistance, conflict, or anger, frustration, rage, perhaps lack of a sense of freedom, perhaps something else. And as you stand there in front of this person or this thing, I'd like you to just notice your body, the sensation in your body, and how that feels. And I'd like you to find one gesture that just reflects where you are right now in confronts of this thing or this person. Perhaps it's whatever that one gesture is or one posture, go ahead and do it. And notice when you do that posture or gesture, what it makes you feel like. I'd like you to release it. And I'd like you to imagine the effects of what this person or company does to the earth. And I'd like you to connect to the earth. Imagining the spaces that are hurting of the earth. Imagining the spaces, the dead zones, the degraded land. The places that have been really destroyed. I'd just like you to notice what that feels like. I know it's not probably doesn't feel wonderful to go there. Don't worry, we're still gonna do a circle around, bring all this back up. Do a little break. I'm gonna stop the music for a second. How do I stop the music? I'll stop share. Okay. Okay. So as we're here in this space, just to like invite you to just shake a little bit. We're gonna start shifting it up a little bit. I stopped the music and we're just going to shake a little bit. Breathe it through and just notice and holding this resonance of the pain of the world within. Take a deep breath. Okay. Now, in the silence, I'm going to invite you to imagine someone you love. Imagine someone you love standing in front of you. Imagine they're there. Imagine they're smiling at you, or perhaps it's something else. And allow yourself just to allow your body to open up to that person, whatever posture that might take on, whatever gesture, and just feel them standing there, this person that you love. Okay, and as you feel that person there, I'd like you to look them in the eyes. And as you look in the eyes, you see them and recognize how that feels inside of your body, just being with them. Notice any areas that expand. Notice any areas that open. And breathe that in. Bringing the music back on now. And as you bring that in, I'd like you to recognize that this person too has in some way been part of the destruction of the earth. Whether it's something very simple, like driving a car. Perhaps it's something very simple as just using plastic. Perhaps they contributed to some Chinese factory that is supporting child labor. Or perhaps they're buying some sort of chemical product that is polluting the earth. Perhaps in their groceries that they're buying, they're going to the big supermarkets and they're putting small businesses out of business. Perhaps in all their actions, they are hurting someone through there. They are also part of the destruction of the earth. But how is it possible? Because they're someone you love, someone you care about. And are you going to turn to this person and say, screw you, you destroy the earth. I hate you. I don't think we are. Because we love that person and we're able to see them and we kind of set aside the other things that might not be great for us. And now as you stand in front of this person that you love, recognizing that they also are part of the pain of the earth, I'd like you to imagine that you're them right now and they're looking at you. So you're looking now at yourself. You see yourself. You know, a lot of you out there who are in this embodiment conference, you probably have already got a more alternative way of seeing life, more into nature, possibly eating organic, possibly, you know, working for some sort of green causes, etc. But you see yourself there. You look at yourself, and you know that within you, you also are kind of destroying the earth in different ways. But even more than that, within you, you also have pain. And within you, when you feel the pain of the earth, it's also because you recognize the pain within you. And as you stand in front of yourself, I'd like you to go within. And I'd like you to go within and to find a space in your body that feels like it's been ignored. Perhaps it's an area of your body. This is kind of random, but just I know, especially for people who aren't used to going into their body, just think of an area of your body that maybe you'd never really think about. For me, an area of my body I never really think about. What would that be? I don't know, my elbow. Okay. God, I never really thought about my elbow. What does my elbow have to say? And as you start moving that area of the body, it hasn't really been acknowledged. You can just start moving that area of the body. See where it wants to go. Just try something new. We're going to move this on a little bit quickly. We're going to go now to an area of the body that feels in tension. Notice an area of the body where you feel tension. Yeah. Well, something's going on. Maybe it's in your shoulder. Maybe it's in your stomach. All this is coming back around. So if you're saying like, what does this have to do with anything? Don't worry. Just go for it. It'll all come back around. Feel it in your shoulders or in your belly, wherever it is, your knees, your foot. Just keep moving that. Now I'd like you to intuitively go to an area of your body that feels like it needs nurturing. And I'd like you to place your hand on that area of your body. Even if you don't know why, just go to any area that feels like it needs nurturing. As you go in that area with your body and your hand, just feeling, and as you give this area of your body nurturing through your hand, through the energy in your own hand, I'd like you to ask that part of your body, what is it I need? Let yourself intuitively respond. Let your body intuitively respond. It doesn't have to make sense. It can seem completely weird. Ask your that part of the body, what do I need? Breathe into that. Now in your body, one last thing we're gonna do is you're gonna ask your body, what part of myself am I rejecting? What part of myself am I rejecting? And I'm not going to have you pick an area of your body right now. I'm just going to have you sit with this or stand with this. What part of myself am I rejecting? And I'm going to ask you just for 1 minute to just let your body explore some movement as you let this question float above your head with the music. Just allow yourself to explore a little bit of movement with your hands, your body. What part of myself am I rejecting? It might just be a very inner movement. Okay, and as we come back, allow our hands to come just a little bit apart. Imagine that you're holding the dense air between your hands, as if you're going to feel like an energetic push against your hands. Sometimes it feels like a ball, but it's at the moment where your hands start feeling slightly like they're tingling. Okay, and go and push up against that little ball there. And into this ball, I'd like you to put in all those words, all the words that you need right now to feel like you are being fully, fully welcomed for who you are right now in this moment. In a sense, whatever part you've been rejecting, whatever part you've been ignoring, whatever part you've been judging, whatever part of yourself, I'd like to just allow you to pop into that little bubble, words of support, words of love, words of encouragement, words of wholeness, words of acceptance into this ball. And as you take this ball, I'd like you to imagine expanding it to the person that you were really care about in front of you, as if you're allowing it to expand to this person and also giving them the words that you just gave yourself. And as you reach out, I'd like to let your arms reach out a little bit more and bring in maybe some other people that you can also spread this little energetic ball of acceptance to them, for the parts of them that are in pain, the parts of them that feel disconnected, the parts of them that feel rejected or that react according to their conditioning and all the people that didn't accept them as they were. And as you allow your hands to expand even more, I'd like you to bring in perhaps all the people on this call. Even though you don't know them, just imagining that they too are people that have hurt, that have not been accepted, that don't accept things about themselves perhaps, and allow it to expand, holding them in that space of acceptance and care. And as you expand it out even more, I'd like you to expand it now even further, perhaps to your town, perhaps the large family around you and all your friends, all your Facebook friends, all your Instagram friends, all the people in your town, reaching out even further and go beyond your town. And as you let your hands expand and expand, go beyond your town, go beyond your state, your country, imagining that you are stretching out these hands to all these people and stretching it out even further, and imagining these people that all have pain and all have areas that they've rejected and all have areas that someone has put them down and stepped on them, and all of these areas that hurt and are reacting, and hold them and stretch out even more. And as you're doing this, I'd like you to imagine that all these people are related to a piece of land, whether it be an apartment and perhaps it's the garden below, or perhaps they live in the countryside and they have a relationship to a piece of land. And recognize that as you're reaching out, imagine that there's these all these little lights, like a network going from you to your friend, to their friends, and to their family, and to their friends. And as you reach out, your hands become like little rayons of light, and they're stretching, and you're interconnecting all these people who are interconnected, and underneath it all, they're connected to a piece of land. They're connected to an element of nature, whether it be degraded, whether it be hurting, whether it be in pain, or whether it's a beautiful jungle in the middle of the rainforest, or the rainforest. And as you reach out, imagine that all of these are stretching out into your hands, and you are connecting to all these people and the land that they are on. And then on the land that they are on, there are the ancestors that were there before them. And as they walk on that land, you connect to that too. You connect even further, and allow yourself to really imagine stretching out and stretching out and stretching out as you start opening the entire body to this interconnection of all beings. And opening it and holding it and holding it and holding it. As you, who are a person who is also in pain, as you who are also a person who is in space of love, who has bits of love for yourself, perhaps with hope, and that people love you, and that we are all a mix of all of these. And that as we judge ourselves, we judge everyone else. And as we destroy the earth, we destroy ourselves. And as we deny parts of ourselves, we deny parts of the earth, and we deny other people. Everything we do to ourselves, we do to the entire earth. And now I'd like you to allow your hands to slowly, slowly start coming back together. Slowly, slowly, as if you're embracing this entire freaking planet. Allow it to come closer. And notice what sensations come up. There might actually be resistances. You might actually be like, oh my God, this is like a total hippie thing. What is she doing? Or it might actually really feel it. Just notice what's happening. You don't have to be in agreement. The important thing is that you notice is what is resonating, whether it's aligning or whether it's resisting. And notice that. And as you bring your hands back, 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 and bring them back closer, still and recapture that little bubble that you started with right now. And then I'd like you to bring that little bubble with the energy of the entire world, and I'd like you to bring it into your body. Bring it into your body and hold it. As if you and every particle of your body, every cell of your body is connected to all living things on this planet. Because you are connected to all living things on this planet. What we do to ourselves reflects onto everyone and everything and every bit of nature and everything around. And just holding that. And then if you like, you can place your hands wherever you like on your body. Take any breaths that are needed. Okay, I'm going to turn off this music now. Pull out my microphone. I'd like to just have you spend maybe 30 seconds just noticing what's alive for you right now. Check in with your body. Check in with any emotions. Check in with any thoughts or feelings. Feel like you need to place your hands anywhere on the body, do some last movements or shaking it out. Even just shake it out. Perhaps that's what's needed. Or let your tongue hang out, cross your eyes, scratch your butt. Do whatever you need to do. Shake it out. Welcome to kind of let it out too, the voice, like, yeah. Okay. I would really be curious to see the few people that are on the video, what came up for you, what feels alive for you right now. I'm also going to share in the chat the music that I put on. It's called Tuvan, T-U-V-A-N, Throat Singing, Shamanic Drumming, Mongolian Healing Chants, and it's royalty free, so you can listen on to YouTube and you can even download it. Tuvan, there you go, T-U-V-A-N, Throat Singing. I would love to just know what's alive for you. Right now, I guess I can actually hear you. So if you want to just maybe share a phrase or a few words of what feels alive for you right now, even on the video. Or if you absolutely don't want to do it on the video, you can also, you can raise your electronic hand. And if you feel a little shy about sharing it on the video, even in the chat, if you don't want to share it live. I'll give a 20 second for that.
Okay. For me, I can say I feel my hands with a lot of energetic vibration. And I feel my body really heavy.
Thank you.
I feel much more openness in my body than I did at the beginning. That's the thing that's really coming to me. Just more relaxed and more open. Sort of looser.
Yeah, I'm seeing in the chat someone that wanted to do this fully, but they're at work. Definitely something a little hard to do at work. Michelle says, I feel my feet tingling and want to keep moving. Oh, yeah, maybe you need to put some music on afterwards and do your own private dance party just to shake it all out. And I do have to say that, you know, we kind of went through a crazy journey and a lot of things may come up and we might feel heavy or uncomfortable. Sometimes when we get that uncomfortable sensation, it's something is still processing or working through. So it's really important to just go and be there with that. And perhaps just check in, okay, what does my body want right now? Perhaps it's just like, go get some air, breathe, or let this process. Because it's a big process. We just basically like held the entire freaking world and we went through pain and we might've had like some horrible person standing in front of us and then had to even like send love to him or her. I mean, that's pretty heavy duty stuff. So, it's 5:53. So I have exactly 2 minutes to finish. So I would like to finish with saying thank you for enjoying or not. Oops, I don't know if you enjoyed this experience. Thank you for doing this experience with me. And someone says they're walking in nature and they feel smaller and nature around me looks so much more grand and beautiful. Texture all around. Nice. So thank you for doing this with me. And I really invite you to connect more with nature on a body level, energetically, and just feeling and sitting and observing and allowing yourself to be held with nature and ask nature what it wants instead before we decide what nature needs. And finally, I would love it if you would like to continue any somatic processes with me. I actually have a free gift that is on my website. It's the very first thing that pops up. It's a somatic toolkit about finding spaciousness and time in your life. And that's completely free. And if you go on my website, you can just click on that and get that. And then it is in the chat right now. I just am opening a group as of today. So there's hardly anything on the group. It's called Higher, and it's about raising consciousness together, where I will be adding meditations, live videos, and then we'll also be sharing the things that might be difficult for us to raise our own consciousness or other little breakthrough moments that where we started moving towards a higher vibration. I know that the one thing for me is like, I'm here to raise my own consciousness and to do it together with everyone else. So yeah, and I'm complete there. I'll pass the mic over to Adrian.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carly. That was a powerful experience, I think, for all of us. So thank you for bringing that to us today. Lovely to have some very embodied practice in that session. So we're just coming towards the end. Before I finish, I'm just going to show the sponsors video, which is we're sponsoring a charity on this channel. So we'll just see that. And it's actually rather a lovely way to kind of speaks very much to what we've just been saying. So if we can just have the sponsors video just to bring us to the close.
Adrian, we showed it at the beginning. Do you want to show it again?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yes, that's right. We've got a couple of minutes, but
I can do that again if you'd like.
Let's do it again, just as a nice sort of top and tail. Thank you.
Sure. in the meantime, any link that you would need for the coffee break or for the next session, which is on embodying musicking with June Boyce Tillerman, is coming in 1 hour. So please feel free to tune in there.
This video will be available 48 hours on our website. If you want to own it for life and experience that once again as many times as you like, you can buy lifetime access. So I urge you to have a look at that, and you'll get access to a thousand different presentations from people around the world. Okay.
And the links for the upgrade are also in the chat for those who are interested in having the full library.
We're getting quite close to this. We've done the video, but I've just got a question of just to Carly, just to close. If you could give us a top tip for being embodied, what would that be?
Sure. I was like, oh my God, are they going to ask me my top tip? What came up was just let us raise our own consciousness so that all life may thrive.
Beautiful. That's a lovely way to close. Thank you very much. So thank you. Thank you, Carly. That was a wonderful experience for us. And I hope I'll see a lot more of you in the next session, which is coming up. And that's going to be an exciting one about him with she's an academic and musicologist. So it's going to be quite an adventure, I think. Okay. So off to the coffee rooms, or just take a bit of a break. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.